Good yontif.
Just to talk a little bit about Lag Bomer being a day of tefillah. The day that we know from Chazal that tell us that Rosh Hashanah Baruch is Yartzeit, the day that Rabbi Kiva students stopped dying. I just want to go a little deeper into the essence of the day, that the mamash to see that every single minute of the day of Lag Bomer is one of tremendous treasures. We have to take every minute of it to be able to daven. Of Melech Biderman and also Rav Avadya Yosef both bring down the Medrash in Shir Hashem, the following crazy story that happens where the couple comes to Shimon Bar Yochai. Medrash brings down Shir Hashem Rabba. Omer Ravidi, Ravidi said that what happened was there was a woman, we'll just paraphrase for time, for right now, there was a woman who came with her husband, and they came to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they told him the following, they said, we've been married for 10 years, we weren't able to have a child, we would like to get a get. We want to divorce each other. Rashbi says, he answers back in the same way you got married with food and drink. Now if you want to get separated, if you want to get divorced, no problem. Go have a little bit of suda. Very interesting proposal from Rashbi, from Hashem Baruch Hai. The same way you got married with food and drink, go get divorced with food and drink. The Medrash goes on, as they went on their way, and they had a yontif for themselves. They had a suda gedola. They had all the meats and all the wine, and it was a tremendous thing. What happened was the husband had a little more wine than he should have. What happened was he told his wife the following thing. He said, my wife, whatever you see in my house, you could go take it and take it to your father's house. Whatever it is, no problem. What happened was is that she told her servants that they should take her husband into her father's house. When he woke up the next morning, in the middle of the night, she said to him, what's going on here? I told you to take whatever you want. She said, I did. I took whatever I want. I want you, says the woman to her husband. I want you. So says the woman, so you know what I want? The woman says, Ein chavetz tov li ba'olam yosu mimcha. I don't want anything more than you. So what happened? The Medrash says, Hoch lachem eitzel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They went back to Shimon Bar Yochai. They said, we're not leaving each other. We see that we have tremendous achdus. What happened? The Medrash says, Va'omar v'hispal aleim v'nifkadu. The Medrash says that Rashbi got up there, Shimon Bar Yochai got up there, he davened to the Rabbonu Shalom, and they were able to have a child. The Lamercha says the Medrash, Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu poked akaros, af sadikim poked him akaros. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu can remember the barren, remember the people who also need to have Bela children they're not able to. So too, remembers the barren, the people who can't have children. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddikim also do. And the Medrash says,
you tell a person that there's nothing more than the person that I want more than you, and then they're able to build, and they understand it. Yisrael hamachim lishuas haKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom va'omrim, ein lanu chavetz tov ba'olam ela ata. We tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing more in the world that we want more than you. We tell a rabbi the same way we tell a tzaddik. There's nothing more in the world than we want to be able to have a child. Says the Medrash, Klai Yisrael, come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing more in the world than we want more with you. Lag BaOmer is a day of tremendous issues. Just like Rashbi wanted to see this husband and wife, they wanted to make sure that they would come together. One, so he said he had this little, very interesting insight that they should just like they got married with food and wine, they should get separated, and they were brought up tremendous achdus. So too, that's exactly what happened. So they came back to him and said, we're not leaving each other. And what happened was, they were zochah to have a child. Just to end with another maisa, what happened was, for the Mittler Rebbe, one of the Lubavitch Rebbe's, Lag BaOmer was a huge yontif, a very, very huge yontif. People used to see, there's a wait the entire year for the Mittler Rebbe to do tremendous things, and he was able to give tremendous brachas. And the people who couldn't have a child, they went to the Rebbe to give a bracha, they were able to have a child. What happened was, the last Lubavitch Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, what happened was there was a couple who was on Shlichas, and they decided, they were very successful in their Shlichas, but one thing they weren't able to do, this is brought down, they weren't able to have a child. They decided they'd be able to go travel to the Lubavitch Rebbe on Lag BaOmer to get a bracha. They came to the Rebbe, and the husband of the couple that was on Shlichus in a certain place, doesn't say where in the story, he says that he said the following thing from him. He said, Rebbe, you were the successor, one of the, you were, the Mittler Rebbe was your great-great-grandfather. He was able to he was able to be Paul Yeshua's. He was able to give a brachas lag boimer. Please, we're doing the Rebbeinu Hashem's work. We're doing Chabad's work. We're going out there. We're being Meister Nefesh. He's blessed with a bracha. And the Lavash Rebbe answered back Amen. He answered back Amen to them. And his face grew very serious. He answered Amen. And within one year, they were zochah to have a child. They were zochah to have a child within 1 year. I think it's a tremendous lesson. But you have to realize that Lag B'Omer is a day of Mamash, a day of Tefillah, a day of Achdus. When we come together, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, you care about each other, I care about you. And that's what a shlichus is. Shlichus is when you care about other Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you care about my children, I care about you. And finally, it's not only a day for someone who needs to about children, but also for a Fuhr Shlema, the Samach Tzedek. I believe the second Lubavitch Rebbe says, Meron, where Rav Shimon Baruch Hu is buried, Meron is Rosh HaTevos Melech Rofe Neman V'Rachma, the king, the healer, who is trusted and merciful. The day of Lag B'Omer is completely a day of tefillah. It's a day that we have to be poly, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is poly Yeshuas, but we have to believe in the tefillah. If we believe in the tefillah, then we'll be able to understand. And finally, just to conclude, one more thing, the Rebbe, the Rishon Rebbe was never zocha to be, since from the story, he's never zocha to be by the kever of Rashbi for Lag B'Omer. He asked one of his chassidim from Eretz, so what's it like to be at the Hilula of Rashbi in Meron? What's it like? He said it's Yom Kippur inside, it's Yom Kippur by the Matzeva, it's Yom Kippur by the Kever, but outside it's Simchas Torah. Because each day of Yom Kippur and Simchas Torah, Yom Kippur is Tefillah and Simchas Torah is Tefillah. Just one is a Tefillah of Yira, one's a Tefillah of Ava, but it's all a day of Tefillah. So we should be Zochav Hashem, first and foremost, remember this Medrash, the Medrash Shir Shem Rabbah, that the husband and wife, they came to the Rashbi and said, we were not able to have a child, we want to get divorced. Rashbi said, no, go have a suit and then you'll be able to. What happened was, that the husband got a little drunk, and she told him, he told her, whatever you want, take from me. And she said, she brought her back to her father's house, and he woke up and said, no, I want you. And he came back to Rashbi. Rashbi said, wow, you have tremendous love of Achdus. I'm going to give him a diamond. What happened? The Medrash says they're able to have a child. The second thing we saw was from the Mittler Rebbe. The Mittler Rebbe said, Lag B'Omer was a tremendous day of a tremendous yontif, and the couple that came to the Lubavitch Rebbe said from the Mittler Rebbe, it's a tremendous yontif. Just so the Mittler Rebbe is able to be Pol Yeshus for brachas, we want a child too. And the Rebbe Daven from the Mevut Zochah to have a bracha. Finally, we saw the two last ideas from the Samach Tzedek. Samach Tzedek said Meron, where Rashbi is buried, where thousands of Jews come from all over the world, different stripes, different colors. Meron says for Melech Rofe Neman V'Rachman, the king, who is the doctor, who is the trusted and the most merciful. Because Lag B'Omer is not only for people who need children, people who need refuas, spiritual yeshuas, spiritual refuas, physical refuas. Finally, as the Rishon said from this one of his chassidim, so what's it like to be by Rashbi? It's like Yom Kippur inside, but Simchas Torah outside. And I think that's a tremendous lesson, that even on Yom Kippur and Simchas Torah, there's different types of tefillah. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take every minute of Lag B'Omer, be able to understand that it's mamash, a treasure chest, a day of tremendous tefillah. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to be able to connect to the tzaddik. The more we talk about Rashbi, we talk about his teachings, the more we'll be able to connect to his tremendous level of godless. The more we learn about him, the more we learn different things that he said throughout the day, we zochah b'ezras Hashem to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all, everything we need in our families, specifically individually, and also collectively, we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to see Paul and Yeshua's and good things in our lives. B'ezras Hashem, shkoyach, v'yontif.